Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear Islamic brothers, viewers, listeners of Madani channel, please lower your gaze and listen to the Dars from Faizani Sunnat with full concentration. Because by looking here and there, by playing on the floor with your finger, or by messing around with your clothes, body or hair, this may result in the removal of its blessings. Our beloved Master, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, when those who love each other for the sake of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal meet and shake hands while sending salat on the beloved Rasul, their previous and future sins are forgiven before they separate. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, viewers and listeners of Madani channel, the aim of life is not just to get high degrees, to eat, to drink and make merry. Instead, there is a very great and sacred aim and purpose of our life. Let us ask the glorious Quran, O true book of Allah Azza wa Jal, please guide and tell us what is the purpose of our life and death. The glorious Quran answers,
خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. He, Allah Azza wa Jal, who has created death and life, that he might test you as to whose work is excellent among you. Therefore, the creation of life and death is aimed at testing human beings as to who the more obedient and sincere ones are. Allah Azza wa Jalla desires our obedience. Dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, sins may well turn the day of Eid into a day of wa'id, a day of warning, which may result in the sinner being punished. Remember, لَيْسَ الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ لَبِسَ الْجَدِيدُ إِنَّمَا الْعِيدُ لِمَنْ خَافَ الْوَعِيدُ. Eid is not for the one wearing new clothes. Instead, Eid is for the one fearing the divine retribution. There is a world of difference between today's Muslims, their way of celebrating Eid, and that of our saints and pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal forbid, these days, people regard the wearing of new clothes, the eating of delicious foods, this is what Eid is all about. Whereas, our respected saints, rahimahumullah ta'ala, would avoid the luxuries of the dunya, of the world, and would always oppose their nafs and carnal desires. Sayyidina Dhunnun Misri, rahimahullah ta'ala alayhi, had not eaten anything delicious for 10 years despite his nafs' prolonged desires. He, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, would often turn down his nafs' demands. Once on the sacred night of Eid, his heart suggested him to eat something delicious on this day of Eid. Putting his heart to a test, he, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, replied, first I will recite the entire Quran in 2 rak'at of Nafil Salah. O my heart, if you support me in doing so, then I will eat something delicious tomorrow. Therefore, he, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, succeeded in recitation of the glorious Quran entirely in 2 rak'at of Salah, with concentration on Eid, and brought delicious foods thereafter. As he picked up the morsel to place into his blessed mouth, he suddenly became very anxious and he immediately put it down. When he was asked about this, He, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, replied, "As I was about to eat the food, my nafs said to me triumphantly, 'At last, I have succeeded in satisfying my 10-year-long desire.' Listening to this, I became anxious and replied, 'If this is so, then I will never let you succeed and I will never eat this delicious food.'" Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Meanwhile, a man entered along with a tray of delicious foods and he said, "I have prepared this food last night for myself, but I slept and my fortune awoke. I saw the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in my dream, and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ordered, 'If you want to see me on the day of judgment as well, take this food to Dhunnun and say to him, Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Abdul Muttalib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, have reconciliation with your nafs for a moment and eat a few morsels of this delicious food.' Listening to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's command, Sayyidina Dhunnun Misri radiyallahu ta'ala an immediately started to eat the food and said emotionally, 'I am obedient. May the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal be upon him and may we be forgiven for his sake without accountability.'" Dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, have you seen the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal? They did not follow their nafs. Even on the day of Eid, they did not care about their carnal desires and would always remain satisfied with the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. They avoided the luxuries of the dunya, of the world, for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. These fortunate people are specially fed by Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We also learn from this narration that the knower of the unseen, the prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is aware of the state of his ummah even today. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was watching his beloved servant Sayyidina Dhunnun Misri radiyallahu ta'ala an, which is why he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent one of his servants along with food and a message for Sayyidina Dhunnun Misri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. May Allah azza wa jalla grant us the ability, grant us the opportunity of seeing the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our dreams and to follow in his footsteps and sunnah. Ameen bijahin nabil. Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, sunan are abundantly taught and learnt in the Madani environment of Dawud Islami, a global and non-political movement for the preaching of Quran and sunnah. It is a Madani request to spend the whole night in the weekly sunnah-inspired ijtima' commencing after Salatul Maghrib every Thursdays in your locality. Habitualize yourself to a punctual travel in the Madani Qafilas with the lovers of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to learn the Sunnah. Fill out your Madani Na'amat booklet daily whilst practicing Fikri Madina and submit it to the responsible representative of Dawud Islami of your locality by the 10th of every Madani Islamic month. By the blessings of this, inshallah azza wa jal, you will develop a mindset and a yearning to protect your iman, to adopt the sunan, and have hatred for sins. Every Islamic brother should develop the mindset that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal. In order to reform ourselves, we must act upon the Madani Na'amat, and to reform the people of the entire world, we must travel in the Madani Qafilas, inshallah azza wa jal. Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, اے دعوت اسلامی تری دوم مچی ہو. آمین بجاہ النبی امین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید المرسلین جزا اللہ عنا سیدنا و مولانا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ما هو اہلو. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, forgive us, our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive the mistakes of this dars and all our sins. Give us the enthusiasm to become pious and practicing Muslims and make us obedient to our parents. O Allah Azza wa Jal, make us your sincere lovers and of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Cure us from the disease of sins. O Allah Azza wa Jal, give us the ability to act upon the Madani Na'amat and to travel with the Madani Qafilas. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with the enthusiasm of making individual effort to motivate others to carry out Madani activities. O Allah Azza wa Jal, free every Muslim from disease, debt, unemployment, wrongful court cases and every type of worry. O Allah Azza wa Jal, may Islam dominate and the enemies of Islam be disgraced. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with steadfastness in the Madani environment of Dawud Islami. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless every Muslim with obedient offspring. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with martyrdom under the shadow of the green dome while we are beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi' and the neighborhood of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the fragrant breeze of Medina, accept all our lawful du'as. کہتے رہتے ہیں دعا کے واسطے بندے تیرے کر دے پوری آرزو حربے کے سو مجبور کی آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم ان اللہ وملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایہا الذین آمنوا صلو علیہ وسلموا تسلیما صلی اللہ علی النبی الامی وآلہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاة وسلاما علیک یا رسول اللہ سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.